This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we love to talk about home improvement, home maintenance, home renovation, home decorating. If you've got a project you'd like to take on, we'd love for you to reach out to us, and we will take it on together. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, could you use a better night's sleep? Well, it turns out that March is the best month to buy a mattress with discounts of up to 50%. But there are so many options, we're going to take some time to offer some tips on what you should be looking for.
First, jump on all the beds and roll around on them. I really feel like you have to test
those were the
out.
Old days. That was like the way pre-pandemic days. And now these companies will ship the mattresses to you and let you keep them for like 90 days. And if you don't like it, they'll tell you to throw it away or tell you to donate it, and they'll just give you your money back. So it's become super competitive, but it's great for the consumer.
I know, but yet you still see those commercials of that lady jumping onto the mattress, and they're like, try out this such and such. And you're like, yes, but it's not that way. Also ahead, everybody, spring is going to be here before you know it. And if you're looking forward to a lush green lawn, you better get dandelions under control before they happen. So we're going to share some tips on how to tackle those weeds for the entire season.
And as you look around your home, are you seeing some cracks, some holes, some nail pops in the walls that sort of take away from your otherwise well-maintained space? Well, we're going to share with you some tips on how to fix them yourself and how to fix them once so they don't come back again. It's one of those sort of groundhog projects that just comes back again and again and again. But we're going to show you how to do it once and be done with it.
All right. But first, guys, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro or even you're just starting these projects out, we are ready to help you get those jobs done right.
So your first job is to reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Marlin, Louisiana is on the line and has a question about a porch. What's going on?
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way, because they are not a perfect shape and they're round and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
Marla, that is a huge project. I mean, Leslie, if she said she has 22 columns on that house now, I mean, columns like that, they're not designed to be boxed in. Plus, I'm sure those columns are probably holding up a good portion of the roof. So to even disassemble and move them, you would need to support what's behind it. And if you were to kind of square them off, I think it would ruin the architectural view of the house right now. So I think the best thing for you to do is to talk with an architect and have them redesign the front of the house to get closer to what you want to do. This style does not lend itself to modification. I think it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved into a space that is covered by all those columns. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, the columns definitely are part of what makes that house the architectural style. So by changing that, you're definitely modifying the look of the house. And what else do you have to do to sort of accommodate that new look so it doesn't seem like a mishmash of styles? So I think there's a lot to be done there. It's just a matter of sticking with an architectural style you like and making sure that's consistent. And to do so, you definitely need an architect to help you along the way.
Yeah, this is not an easy porch to enclose because you're completely changing the style of the house. So I think that's the best place for you to start.
We've got Lewis from Pennsylvania on the line who's looking to replace a relic. What's going on?
I was wondering about who makes the best reliable pilot-lighted gas water heater. I'd like to buy one of those. We had one years ago that was very good. It was a stainless steel with a stone lining. It lasted like 45 years or so, and I'd like to find something that would last a long time.
Wow, 45 years. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of a water heater that lasts 45 years, and I don't think you're going to find another one.
Maybe you shouldn't have it last 46 years.
Exactly. You mentioned a pilot light. I mean, frankly, the what you should be looking for today is a more efficient water heater that probably is going to have electric ignition. You don't necessarily need a pilot light anymore. And you're better off with electronic ignition because what's going to happen is that's going to heat up and light the burner when it needs to. With a standing pilot light, all these is going to get dirty and have to be clean and require more service. So if you want to use a tank water heater, I would look at the Rheem water heaters. Had very good success with those. You know, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, I got a sense as to which ones lasted and which ones didn't. And also, Rheem has a technology now that prevents leakage. If the water heater was ever to fail, it actually shuts the supply down valve down automatically. The other thing you should definitely be looking at is a tankless water heater. We put one in our house about almost a year ago now, and I've just been super happy with it. Constant supply of hot water, never run out. Ours is a combi, which means it does the house heating through the radiators and the domestic as well. But if you have a hot air system, you could just use a tankless water heater. And you'll find that those units are probably going to go a good 20 years, I think. So I think those are your two options for upgrading that old relic of a water heater that you got now.
And, you know, be so thankful that there hasn't been any issues all this time.
Yeah. 45 years. I don't think that machine owes them a cent.
This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you guys know that March is the best time to buy a mattress? There's a lot of discounts out there, and some of them are up to 50%. So we're going to share tips on what you should be looking for the best night's sleep you can get. So stick around.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas. delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're just looking ahead to the next project that you're going to start? Well, whatever it is, every Monday and Thursday, you are going to find great DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods. Now we've got Sarah on the line who's got a question about a structural issue at home. What's going on?
My husband and I are thinking about digging out some of our crawl space. So right now it's really shallow. It's more like a belly crawl space, and we're thinking about digging it down 3 or 4 feet. We have about 12 feet from the foundation wall to the center support wall, and there are no other supports that are in there at this time. So we're thinking about cutting into that center 4 feet and digging down about 4 or 5 feet, just so that working on items would be a little bit easier and getting around under the house would be a little simpler. But is there anything that we should be aware of, or is this something we should even attempt? I don't know. We just wanted your opinion.
Hey, Sarah, you know, digging out that crawl space like you're suggesting would be a really bad move, and here's why. You can't just take that dirt away, because the foundation is supported by that dirt right to the side of it, right? And that center wall going down the crawl space, that the foundation under those beams is being supported by the soil that's there. And if you take a big chunk of soil out from the middle of that, you could get some shifting where the dirt will sort of fill that in, especially if you had like weather or a leak or something of that nature, and it can actually undermine that foundation for the crawl space. Typically, if you have a house that's on a crawl space and you want to dig out a basement, you essentially have to create retaining walls inside of that perimeter. And that's called, in the business, a Yankee basement. I don't know why they call it a Yankee basement. It was really popular up in New England at one point. But typically, there will be an additional foundation wall that's built there for the sole purpose of holding that soil in place, because of that outside soil that's under that original crawl space depletes. You're going to have nothing holding up the house, and then you could get a major shift and a big structural problem. So don't do it. You want to scrape out a little bit of that soil so you can kind of wiggle in there to make a repair? Fine, but a really bad idea it would be to take out 4 feet or 4 or 5 feet deep of that all the way.
Heading over to Illinois, where we've got Keith on the line who wants to chat about the Money Pit. What's going on at yours?
I'm calling about what issues I must understand when I turn the water back on to a house in which the water has been turned off for a little over a year.
Okay.
And I'm assuming there might be some leakage due to washers not being moistened or whatever, but I don't know, so I'm asking for your instructions.
So that's a good question, and as a home inspector for over 20 years, I've seen a lot of things happen when it comes to, you know, reengaging the water supply in a house. So here's what I would suggest. First of all, it would be very helpful if you had a couple of people to help you with this. But what you want to do is turn the water. First of all, make sure all of the faucets are turned off in the house. And then turn the water on. And the first thing you should hear is really the water sort of recharge the pipes and fill up the pipes. And it shouldn't continue to run and run and run if all the faucets are off. It's going to run a little bit because the toilets are going to fill. But it should pretty much fill pretty quickly. Once that water is on, then you go fixture by fixture and you run those faucets and you flush the toilets and you look under cabinets to see if there's leakage from the drains and that sort of thing. And if you work it carefully and systematically across the whole house, you should figure this out pretty quickly whether or not you've got any serious leaks going on. If the water was drained when it was turned off, then we should not have any issues with pipes that froze and broke, but that's always an issue. But other than that, you should be able to turn it back on reliably and have it work. Yeah, you may have some faucets to fix or washers to fix or toilet flush or fill valves to change. But you just want to do it systematically. Turn every fixture off in the house, then open up the main and start looking, start listening, and start watching and see if you have any leaks. Anything serious, you turn it back off and then take it from there. Call a plumber. All right, Keith, good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, every month of the year has some kind of sale going on, but it turns out that March is the best month for you to go out and buy a new mattress. You can find discounts up to 50%. And let me tell you, if you haven't shopped for a mattress in a while, they are expensive. Like, when the heck did that happen? So here's what you should be looking for to get a good night's sleep.
Now, according to Good Housekeeping, there are three common types of mattresses. First, you have the innerspring, the foam, and then the adjustable. Now, there's no one sort of right material to choose, but in general, if you're a side sleeper, you need a softer mattress. If you sleep on your stomach, you need a firm one. And back sleepers fall somewhere in between.
Now, beyond the types of mattresses and firmness, you're going to need to think about a few other factors based on your needs. So, for example, if you prefer a firmer base, memory foam options have less spring, and they're going to offer you more pressure relief. Now, to determine the quality, you need to look at the density and the thickness of the foam, which is going to determine how deep you'll sink into that mattress. Now, if you happen to sleep on your side, you're going to want a surface that's going to support your body weight but also conform to your shape. And for that, inner springs may have more pressure relief than some foam or latex mattresses. But a soft foam mattress or one with built-in pressure relief points around the shoulders and the hips, those work really well for side sleepers, too. So you kind of have to think about, like, how do I sleep? Where do I need support? And then look at those solutions.
Now, if you can't decide what matters most, some savvy manufacturers actually make what they call a hybrid-style mattress, and that combines the buoyancy of an innerspring core with the motion isolation of memory foam. It's kind of a best-of-both-worlds option that can satisfy many partner disputes and sleeping styles, because that's where I would fall on this. Like, what if you and your partner have different sleeping styles? One's a stomach sleeper and one's a side sleeper and so on and so forth. Sounds like the hybrid might be the hot ticket.
All right, now we're going to head to New Orleans where we've got Brendan on the line who's dealing with a structural image or two at his brand new home. Well, new home for him, first-time homeowner. What's going on?
All right, so it's a raised house, kind of typical New Orleans construction, solid concrete piers, and we bought the house knowing that there was a noticeable sag in the middle. The home inspections, you know, didn't say that it was any other really untoward problems, and it was kind of factored into the cost. I've had a shoring company with a lot of experience in New Orleans come and basically shim it with cement planks and cement blocks, and they really brought up the middle about 3 inches, got it pretty level.
Wow.
The question I had was, they recommended getting a lot of sand underneath the house to prevent further erosion. You can see in the middle they had a plumbing issue years back that led to a big washout out of the center. which caused the main sag.
To drop.
So now I'm wondering, a big drop. Now I'm wondering, should I get buckets and loads of sand under there? Is there issues and reasons why that would be a problem or not?
I don't understand why they're recommending that. That's not, your problem is not erosion. Your problem is settlement of the footing holding up that center pier. And yes, if you had a major leak there, that would weaken the soil under the pier and it can make the building move. It's encouraging that they were able to restore this home to level, and that the best of your knowledge, has it sunken any further since then, or has it remained pretty much where they left it?
It's pretty much where they left it. You know, it's only been a few weeks, so the people, you know, I'm kind of just waiting and seeing, but they've, you know, I feel like they're pretty reputable. I've gotten a lot of other companies to pretty basically say the same thing, that the piers were strong. They didn't need to be replaced, just sort of reshifted. Now, you can look at them and see, obviously, that they had moved. And I questioned with the sand or the dirt how to prevent it from moving in the future.
I mean, the best way to prevent it from moving from future is to make sure it – water's the enemy here. If you get a lot of water in there, you know, that's what's going to weaken the soil. It's just like this. I mean, if you think about it, if you're walking across a dirt field and it's a dry, sunny day, you may get some dust, but you don't sink into the dirt, right? But if it gets a really good rainstorm, you sink in.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Wet dirt doesn't hold your weight like dry dirt does. Same thing with a house. If it gets wet under that footing, it's going to shift. And if you had a major plumbing issue that forced a lot of water in there, that would make perfect sense. It would disturb the soil, and then over the next several years, it probably moved and sagged like that. I don't understand, though, why are they recommending the sand? The only other thing that you might do in a crawl space is you may put plastic sheeting over it, and the reason you do that across the soil floor or the sand floor that's there, the only reason you do that is to reduce the amount of moisture that will evaporate up from the ground and potentially get into your insulation, which makes the insulation a little more efficient. But in terms of adding more sand, I don't see what the reason is.
Yeah, I think more, if anything, you know, we get a lot of rain here. Sometimes we get very heavy rain. And I'm going to wait and see if it does look like it's washing out, maybe, but I would be more interested. It doesn't have gutters. This is a house from the 50s with gutters, and I thought it might be better to keep gutters.
Now, that's a good investment. Yeah, that's a good investment. If you don't have gutters, you know, all these problems are water management problems, you know, and by managing that water and getting away from the house. So, yeah, definitely put in gutters on all sides of the house and make sure that the downspouts – most gutter companies will drop those out about 6 inches or a foot. Make sure they're extended out a good 3 or 4 feet so you're moving that water away from the foundation. The less water that collects around the outside like that, the better off you're going to be. It's going to protect the foundation from shifting. You'll have less moisture and humidity inside that will get into the insulation.
Great. That's a reassuring nod of what I thought might be a good, better idea than sand.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. That's very exciting, your first house. And call us anytime you have a question.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we are getting close to spring. You can taste it. You can smell it. You can feel the sunshine. You know it's about to happen. And so you're really starting to think about your lawn. How can you make it green and lush and beautiful? But, you know, it's not always the easiest thing to achieve. So we're going to share some tips to help you stop those weeds from destroying your lawn just in time for that beautiful spring look you are hoping for next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on as you look around your house? If there's a project you'd like to get done, give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com/ask, because we'd love to help you out.
Now we've got Rosalie on the line who's looking for ways to make her home more accessible. Tell us about it.
I'm looking to install an elevator in a two-story house.
You know, that's actually becoming very common, installing elevators in houses. It used to be something that was thought of as impossible, but now with advanced technology, it's entirely possible. It takes the same space as, say, a small coat closet. It operates, you know, you're not going to have five people in it. It operates designed for a single person or maybe a person and an aide. I would make sure it's big enough for a wheelchair because that could happen in your future. And you just got to block out the space for it. So the first question is, where do you want to put it? And, you know, do you have access to this first floor of the elevator without having to go up the landing of the elevator without having to go up any steps or make sure there's a ramp there? And then you need to carve out the space for it for the two stories or whatever, however number of stories you're going to have for this, and it can be installed. I actually helped my my cousin who had an elevator put in his house. He was impacted by a very severe hurricane in the Northeast and lost a good part of his house. And when he rebuilt, he planned in an elevator space. And the only issue we had was that it was basically accessible from ground level, and there was a small pit underneath of it for, you know, some of the controls and I guess the springs or the motors or whatever. And that pit used to fill with water. It was something that he hadn't thought about, but being on the shore, I guess that was something he probably should have, or at least his architect should have told him. So we designed a pump and found helped him install a pump and found one that fit perfectly underneath the elevator to keep that pit dry. But I'm telling you, it's a tried and true technology today, and there's no reason you can't do it.
All right, I hope that helps you out and gets you around the house a little bit easier. Spring is going to be here before you know it, and we all love a lush green lawn. But sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it very lush. In fact, those weeds can destroy a lawn and remove any chance of turning your backyard into a perfect putting spot.
Yeah, that's right. But when you consider that just one dandelion plant, one plant, can make up to 15,000 weed seeds, it's a wonder that any of us can win the battle against these green invaders. So to help, we're going to share a few tips on how to rid both our lives and our lawns from weeds. And the first one is to know that the best way to control dandelions and other weeds in your yard is to grow a thick and vigorous lawn. Dense grass crowds out the weeds and also blocks the sunlight that their seeds need to germinate. However, it's not always the easiest thing to do because lawn weeds fall under three broad categories: unwanted grasses, grass-like plants that are called sedges, and broadleaf plants. And to get rid of them, you need to identify the type of weed and then target the specific type.
All right, so what exactly is the best solution? Well, no single herbicide or weeding technique or lawn care tactic is going to work against every single type of weed, and how you attack the weeds in your lawn really depends on what you have. Now, if you're looking for some non-pesticide options, a weed barrier is definitely a better solution. Another option is to get a covering on the ground that's going to compete with the weeds. And a thicker grass is going to crowd out those weeds because it's going to block the sunlight. So you kind of have to think creatively about how you attack these weeds when you don't want to go with pesticide.
Well, you got a little time right now to do your research and think through it. But what we're saying is that you got to do it soon, because if you don't get ahead of this before spring really starts to set in, you're going to be dealing with these dandelions for the whole season.
We've got Larry on the line who's given us a call back. We're continuing some help on a project. What's going on?
I called you a while back about a brand new house with major problems. Well, I took your advice, and I actually had hired an electrician and a contractor, a plumbing contractor. Then I got a home inspection, and all three agreed on the same things. Now we're going to court.
Oh, that's too bad. So this is a brand new house?
Yeah, we've been in it 4 months.
But it was built from scratch, huh?
Yeah, it was built from scratch, and just, we had to repaint the house top to bottom. That was the biggest thing, and there was just a lot of stuff. The furnace wasn't put in right. We've just fixed that. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of small stuff, but I'm getting too much pushback from the contractor, so I had to go the other direction.
Wow, that's terrible. Boy, a brand-new house like that, everything should be perfect, right? By the way, did you happen to talk to the local building officials about all these problems? Because, you know, a lot of this stuff that you're talking about may not have been in code.
The thing where I live in Vermont, there really isn't a lot of inspections, hardly at all. You had mentioned a warranty. We didn't have a warranty on the house. There was nothing ever mentioned, and I actually went to the bank, and whoever the mortgage suing the bank said, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Right. No, they can't. Nope. Exactly. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Larry, and I'm glad we're able to give you some tips to get you moving in the right direction. You're just going to have to resign yourself to the fact that it's going to be a long process, but hopefully you'll get some satisfaction out of it. And I'm glad that you got to the bottom of it by bringing in the right professionals.
Yeah, I did use one of your products, though, and it works great.
Oh, yeah? Which one was that?
Well, I put in my, you know, we have a mailbox, and I use that foam where you dig the hole and pour the foam in.
You talking about Quikrete?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quikrete in the red bag? Yeah, you pour it in dry, and then you water the hole?
Yep, it works great.
I know, right?
Yeah, everybody thought I was crazy. I said, no, it works great.
That's a good trick. If you want to set a fence post or you want to set a basketball pole or anything like that, you can just dig the hole, brace it in place, pour the dry concrete around it, the Quikrete mix in the red bag, and then literally water the hole and walk away. And a few hours later, it's rock solid.
But I know, I just want to thank you for helping me point me in the right, because I had a look to find a certified inspector around here, you know. Yep. So I just want to say thanks.
Well, you're welcome, Larry, and good luck, and keep us posted.
Yep. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, you guys, are you tired of staring at walls full of cracks and dings or nail pops? While drywall repairs are a common headache for homeowners and can be easy to repair, we're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, we invite you to spend time with the Money Pit podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Now we're taking a call from Luann, who's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on?
Well, I had a hallway carpet when I moved here, but my cat got sick.
Uh-oh.
And he started peeing, over the carpet.
Okay.
So I removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I washed the plywood floor, and then I painted it with kills.
Okay.
Which is supposed to kill the smell. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now my dog goes pee in one spot every night, and I'm going to have someone come in next week. They're putting down the, that plastic or whatever they put underneath, and I'm getting hardwood.
Okay. So you're kind of a glutton for punishment here. You keep improving the floors, and the pets keep ruining them on you. Here's what I would do. I would take up the old floor, and I would prime the subfloor again, just because this is the time to do that.
Okay.
I did it right the first time. I just think you should do it again, because this way, if there's anything left over from the pets, this will help to seal it in, and it won't be nearly as bad as if you didn't do it. So before that new floor goes down, I think it's a smart idea to prime the old floor again. I would use – Kills was a fine product. If you had a choice, I would use the oil-based or the solvent-based version of that, because it comes latex and it comes solvent-based. The solvent-based is a little tougher and gives you a better seal than the water-based.
Well, to be honest, it was the oil base. I didn't know it.
Well, you made the right decision.
It was winter, and I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a problem with a pet like that, is to prime that surface, because it does get saturated, and it's the best way to seal it in permanently. So good luck with that project, Luann, and maybe we need to do a little work training the pets, right?
Oh, well, thank you two so very much.
You're welcome. Well, drywall repairs are one of the most common types of home maintenance chores that we have to take on. But if you don't do them properly, you're going to be ending up doing them again and again and again. So we're going to share a few tips on how to get them done right.
Now, the three most common types of repairs needed are nail pops, holes, and cracks. And DIYers that take on these projects often find themselves doing them over and over and over again because the cracks or the holes keep coming back. Pros get them right the first time because they utilize some very key tricks. Now, first, let's talk about those nail pops. These result from a nail that has loosened and then started to back out of the drywall, but tapping back in that nail isn't going to be enough to prevent a repeat. Instead, pros are going to add an additional fastener on top of the loose one that's going to secure that first loose one in place, and then spackle and sand to make the entire repair virtually invisible.
Yeah, you just overlap the heads of the nails, and you're good to go. Now, repairing a wall or ceiling crack is definitely another tricky job. The best way to fix a wall or ceiling crack is to use a strong perforated drywall tape. This type has, like, large squares and almost looks like netting. And what you want to do is apply the tape first to bridge the gap across the crack, and then you're going to apply some spackle over that tape in multiple thin coats so it can be sanded, primed, and repainted. And I tell you, if you use too much of the spackle, you're much better off sanding in between those coats. Don't put too much on. We're all tempted to, but then it just makes a big stinking mess. So several thin coats, like maybe two or three thin coats, is all you should need.
Now, filling a hole in drywall, that for sure is a bigger job. For that, you're going to need scrap of drywall, a leftover piece of window screen, some joint compound, and a few common tools that you probably already have. And the best way to patch a large hole is to cut the hole to fit the patch and not the other way around, even if sometimes that means you have to make that hole bigger.
Now, for smaller holes, here's another trick. You can use a piece of window screening, and you can lay that right over the hole and then sort of spackle it in place. In either case, you'll apply, once again, two or three thin coats of spackle. And once it's all dry, then you can prime it and paint it. Don't skip the priming step, or you will definitely see the repair through the finished paint. So do it right, do it once, and you definitely won't have to do it again.
Fred in Missouri's on the line, and he's got a question about a door. What's going on at your money pit?
I call it a fake French door. It's got the two panes of glass in it, but only one side opens.
Okay.
I've got some wood in there that's kind of like little slivers of it, and they're starting to pull out and bow out. If that's something that's easily repairable, or would it be better off just go ahead and just replace the door with something newer, probably more with a PVC shell or aluminum shell?
So are you saying that the door is starting to decay? You're getting some rotted areas?
Yeah, it's down where the center is, where the door hinges at, on the outside. It's kind of like, it looks like they put it together in small pieces and just fitted them, cut them in finger grooves in them and then fitted them together.
Oh, yes, finger joint, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're starting to come apart and come out.
So actually, you don't have to replace that door. It is completely repairable. There are two products that will come in very handy. They're made by Abitron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. The website is abitron.com. The first one is called Liquid Wood, and it's a deep penetrating wood consolidant that basically regenerates the structure of that wood and makes it very, very sturdy, especially if it's rotted or dried out. And then if you've actually lost wood in there, and because it is so decayed, it's sort of fallen away, then there's a product called Wood Epox. And that's really interesting stuff because it's two parts. You mix it together, and it hardens, and then you can work it like regular wood, which means you could stain it or you could paint it. So I think you could avoid a very expensive replacement of that entire door just by repairing it with those products from Abitron.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look that up and check him out.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Yep. Thank you. You guys take care.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, Liz wants to ditch her textured walls, so we're going to help her walk through the options when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Details.
Money Pit.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the projects done around your house. If it's a do-it-yourself project, you are in the right place because that's what we do every day. We'd love to help you get those jobs done as well.
Liz wrote into Team Money Pit and says, my walls are stuccoed with some sort of joint compound to give them a texture and hide those imperfections. I went to go paint it, and the paint just started peeling off in huge chunks. I hate the texture. Is there any way to remove it and get back to a flat wall surface?
You know, of all the people we talked to over the years, Leslie, what do you think people hate the most? Is it a popcorn ceiling or is it a textured wall?
Mm.
I mean, those are on the list of the most disliked building features, don't you think?
Can we say that they're tied for first? I mean, they're both pretty terrible. But also, you have to understand that sometimes those textured walls are very indicative of an architectural style or a location in the United States that's just more common to have those stuccoed walls. And they're not always offensive to everybody. They're kind of architecturally correct, you know?
I have to go with the popcorn, though, because that's just a lot harder to get rid of, and it tends to trap dirt, and it's harder to paint. But anyway, so look, you want to get rid of this stuff. It sounds like you already have a situation where it's loose, and so I would continue to try to remove as much of the loose textured surface as you can. It might be that the seam between the texture material and the paint has failed, and that's the case. You may be able just to remove that. If you can get it all off and you could lightly sand and it's reasonably flat, it would be critical that you do a good job priming this. And I would use a solvent-based primer on this. It's going to give you good adhesion and it'll stick well to whatever old surface is left behind. And then on top of that, I would use a flat, and only a flat. Don't use eggshell or any other paint finish. A flat finish paint, because if you use anything that's got the least bit of sheen to it, it's going to show, because every time the light hits it, whether it's sunlight or a lamp or a ceiling fixture, it's going to show the imperfections in that wall. And if you can't get rid of it, if it's on there so tight in spots you can't get rid of it, the only two options are really to retexture it, or you could drywall on top of it, start again. You could use a thin drywall, like a 3/8-inch drywall, and put it on top of the old walls and start clean. That's pretty much where you're at. So I hope that helps you out and that it's easier than that. But now you know the full scope of possibilities.
All right, now we've got one here from Deanna who says, I own an older two-story home in the country that needs a lot of work. I have major leaks on the side roof and minor leaks on the top roof. Is it worth it to try and get a new roof, then repair the ceilings and floors that are ruined by the leaks? Well, geez, I wouldn't do that first before you replace what's causing the leaks.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you may not need a new roof. I mean, very often you'll get leaks in a roof that are not caused by a failure of the shingle. It could be a failure of the assembly. It could be that you have a problem with the flashing, or like there's space where maybe just some shingles cracked or something like that. I want to know what's causing these leaks, and I would try to make the repair if I needed to stretch my budget out a little bit. But if you can stretch your budget and you have to do one thing, then obviously you have to start by keeping water out of the house with that new roof, because if you let the water get in, a whole bunch of other bad things can happen. You can get decay, you can get mold, you can get termites and so on, and you really don't want to put any money into fixing up the inside while the roof is still leaking. So that's where you start. But just because it's leaking doesn't mean you need a new roof. I would get an honest contractor to take a look at it for you and figure out exactly why it's leaking, what's happened to the roof assembly, and see if that can be fixed to buy you some time.
Yeah, and Deanna, even if you start to make those repairs that are shoring up those leaks before you replace a new roof, like, make sure it's really not leaking before you go and repair that ceiling and repair the floor, because sometimes a weird wind-driven rain can bring that water right back in.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending this part of your weekend with us. If you've got a question about a project you'd like to do, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump keeps on rolling toward the GOP presidential nomination, picking up wins today in the Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri, and capturing all 39 delegates at the Michigan Party Convention.
Over the past few weeks, we've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley says she's raised $12 million in February, a haul likely to allow her to remain in the race past next week's Super Tuesday, although she is still looking for her first primary win. Meanwhile, on Saturday, she slammed Mr. Trump and President Biden both for not focusing on voters' issues.
No one is talking about the debt. No one's talking about how tough things are out there. You feel it. Your paycheck doesn't go as far. Your grocery bill is a whole lot higher. So are your utility bills.
Israel reportedly has essentially endorsed the framework of proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, and it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. Mediators are expected to receive a response from Hamas during the talks set to resume tomorrow in Cairo. US C-130s dropping food and aid pallets over southwest Gaza along the Mediterranean coast. And forecasters say warm temperatures, strong winds, and low humidity over the weekend will allow Texas panhandle fires to grow and spread quickly. Governor Greg Abbott says firefighters have been extraordinary in their battles lately.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people, but for those firefighters.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Asia's richest man is celebrating his son's upcoming wedding with a star-studded party.
Tycoons, heads of states, and Hollywood and Bollywood stars will soon descend on the small western Indian city of Jamnagar. This is where billionaire industrialist Mukesh Ambani is holding a lavish pre-wedding celebration for his youngest son, who's getting married in July. Ambani is currently the world's 10th richest man with a net worth of $115 billion, according to Forbes. He heads Reliance Industries, a massive conglomerate within petrochemicals, oil and gas, and retail. Ambani's critics say his company has flourished because of political connections. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A UN commission's warning mass violence and gross human rights violations in South Sudan continue unabated ahead of a landmark elections that are due to take place in December, saying the already dire humanitarian situation in the country will deteriorate further. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's a city in New Jersey that hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years.
Officials in Hoboken, New Jersey, credit their decision to take away some street parking, a change that increases visibility for motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. The city of nearly 60,000 people just across the Hudson River from Manhattan has become a model. Sweden originated similar changes more than a quarter century ago, and numerous cities, states, and nations have since adopted the approach. I'm Julie Walker.
Good news if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle. Price increases for cars and trucks are slowing and in some cases falling, giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. The number of vehicles on dealer lots have increased over the years of several shortages, suggesting this year will be the most affordable in the past five to be able to buy a new car or truck. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you are thinking about taking on a home improvement project or you're in the middle of one, well, we would love to help. You can reach out to us with your questions. We're here to inspire you, to educate you, to give you some tips. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer. You know, get it done right the first time so you can get on to enjoying your space. You can reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT, that's 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, Consumer Reports is out with their list of the best and the worst laundry detergents. We're going to share which detergents do the best job removing stains and which are barely better than water when it comes to getting rid of all of that gross stuff.
And are you thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, repeating its existing layout can be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes updated functionality and flow. So we're going to share some tips for kitchen layouts that are going to make it a lot easier on the cook.
And do you guys know how old your house is? Well, you should, because if you know the age of your home, you can stay ahead of problems that are common to its vintage. We'll explain what to look for.
But first, are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this spring? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
So reach out to us with your questions. Again, the number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the quickest response, just post your question at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's up first?
Debbie in Louisiana is on the line and has a roofing question. How can we help you today?
We're getting ready to put a new roof on our home. And we're going back and forth between a regular roof and a metal roof. And I'm finding the price is double for a metal roof. In the long run, am I going to recoup my money out of that if I go to sale?
Yeah, that's a great question. So how long do you see yourself living in this house?
Probably minimum 10 years.
Okay. So from a longevity perspective, you know, the metal roof is pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime kind of a roof. If it's done right, you'll never have to re-roof it again. But then again, if you're going to only be in that house for 10 years, your roof is going to be just fine, even if you were to use asphalt shingles. Does it add value to the house? I think it definitely makes your house easier to sell compared to one that doesn't have a metal roof, because it is a much more durable roof. So it's kind of a nice feature. But whether you'll get a dollar-for-dollar replacement for that is highly unlikely. So what you get out of it is a more durable roof. It will protect the house more. But I don't think you're going to get 100% of that money back when it comes time to sell. And if you're only going to be there for 10 years, which is about half the life of an asphalt shingle roof, it may not make economic sense for you to spend the extra money on the metal roof.
Okay, does it make much of a difference on energy consumption?
Possibly. The new metal roofs have a low E paint finish on them, so what happens is they'll reflect some of the heat, which is important down in Louisiana, off of that roof, and make it a little bit less expensive for you to cool the house. But then again, lighter roof shingles can do some of the same thing.
We're talking a difference between $8,000 and $16,000.
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think it's probably worth every penny. It may not be worth it to you because you're not going to be there more than 10 or so.
I do appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Debbie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Ryan's on the line, has a question about a driveway. What's going on?
I have rubber marks in my asphalt driveway. Look like some people were doing burnouts in it before.
Say, who's burning rubber in your driveway? You got a teenager?
Yeah, we just bought the house, and the previous people must have had some big parties or something. But so I tried a degreaser and a power washer, but it didn't come out, and I'm clueless. I can't find anything else.
I don't think you're going to get those out. I think you're probably just going to have to let them ride until you decide to seal the driveway again. So it's a bit cold now, but, you know, come spring, maybe spring or fall, this would be a good project, and that's to reseal the whole driveway and just kind of cover them over. I don't think you're going to be able to clean asphalt. It's hard enough to get oil stains out, but if you've got burn marks in it, I just don't see it happening.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. And sealing the driveway, is that something I could do myself, or should
sure.
I hire a professional?
Yep. Well, yeah, either way, you definitely can do it yourself. You know, you can buy good quality sealer products at your home center, like Home Depot, and Quikrete makes some. And what you're also going to buy is like an oversized squeegee. It's like the squeegee the size of a big old push broom. And you need to make sure that, you know, if there's cracks, there's products that you use for that, and you make sure it's nice and clean. And then you kind of start down one end and work your way out and give it a good day or two in the sunshine to dry up real nice and harden, and you're good to go. It's something you have to do every couple of years when you own an asphalt driveway, because the road salt, the ice, you know, it really wears on it, as does the sun. And it's going to shrink, it's going to crack, and the surface is going to wear off. It has to be resealed.
Okay. Is there a specific product, Tom, that you'd recommend?
I would look at the Quikrete products, Quikrete. I know those guys. They're really good. Their formulations are really awesome. When I saw your note coming up here on our caller screen, I was wondering if it was a concrete driveway, because I just came back from a trade show where they showed me a resurfacer product that was absolutely amazing. You know, we get a lot of calls from folks that have old deteriorated concrete surfaces. So they always try to put, like, you know, more concrete on it or more cement on it, and it peels off. They came up with this resurfacer product, and what they did is they did like a tensile strength test on it, where it's basically applied to concrete, and then they try to pull it apart, right? Try to pull the resurfacer off the concrete. This stuff was so strong, it actually took chunks of the concrete and aggregate with it when they tried to pull it apart. So, I mean, that's good chemistry right there. You know, so that's what I mean. I trust those formulations, and I think they put a lot into them to make sure that you have good adhesion and good performance out of it.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I listen to you guys all the time. I've learned a ton from you both.
All right. Well, we're glad we can help you out, man. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, does your washing machine do a good job of pulling the stains out of your clothes? Well, Consumer Reports says that the detergent might be the problem. We are going to share the best and worst detergents that they found next.
You live in a body pit.
Time
Frequent exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project or you're maybe looking ahead to your next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you are going to find great DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Claudia in Massachusetts Sunline has a question about insulation. How can we help you today?
I'm working on doing some upgrades to my father's house, and his attic has some insulation, and it's falling down in parts. And I wanted to find out, first of all, how do I know if it's, I mean, it seems like a simple enough job to do it myself, but I don't know if it's safe to do it myself. The house was built in the, probably in the 1950s, and he bought it in the late 70s. So I'm not sure, can I just remove the parts that are falling off and get
rid of them?
So you said this,
the insulation is falling down or the ceiling's falling down?
The insulation.
So insulation where?
In the attic.
Okay.
And the attic is, it's a, like a modified Cape Cod, and he has a fan in the attic, a big attic fan that he uses to cool the house in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I don't quite like the idea of that insulation. It's just kind of like hanging in parts.
Where's it
like
hanging from?
Down.
Is it in the roof rafters? Is it in the walls, the knee walls? Where is it?
It's in the roof. So it's really mm-hmm. the roof is it's a really steep roof on both sides, and that effectively is makes up the walls of the space.
Right. So there's no drywall. It's just the exposed insulation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay,
exactly.
So that's not uncommon, but I will say that when you have that type of a cathedral ceiling, it's called, you have to leave some space for ventilation. So if those were 2x8 rafters, you couldn't put 8 inches of insulation in it. You'd have to put 6-inch deep insulation. So you have some space behind it for ventilation. The fact that it's falling off, it sounds like it might be a paper face or a foil face tab that often.
Paper face.
Yeah, it'll just deteriorate over time. It's not designed to be a permanent, you know, ceiling surface. So probably just through exposure over the years, it's become dried out and weak. And that's why it's dropping down. So it's not a hard thing for you to replace. The other thing that you might want to consider, though, is adding spray foam insulation to that space. And if you did that, it would make an enormous difference on the energy efficiency of the home. And you can do it because it's not finished now. So it's fully exposed. If you did it with spray foam, you would basically be spraying foam into those rafter bays. And in some cases, like what I did at my house, I covered the rafters because I wanted thicker insulation. And it made an enormous difference in that space in the entire house by using spray foam, because spray foam will expand and seal in addition to insulate. So, you know, that's kind of a bigger improvement. You can just fix up the insulations there now, but if you really want to do something that's going to last for the ages, spray foam would be the right way to go.
Is spray foam something that would I have to have someone come and do that?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Is that something that I can do on my
own? Yeah, okay. It has to be professionally applied. There's special trucks where it's kind of like a two-port formula, and it's mixed together at the truck, and you have to have guys that are very used to applying it. It goes on very, very thin, and it expands. It has like a 50-to-1 or 100-to-1 expansion ratio.
Oh, wow.
So it goes on as a thin coat, and then it expands and fills the space. We used Isonine, which is probably the largest manufacturer of spray foam in the country. And those guys did a fantastic job in our house. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com, there is an ebook there, a free ebook called The Money Pit Guide to Insulation. There's actually pictures of my house and the spray foam as it was being applied in that guidebook. And you can compare and contrast the different types of insulation and actually show you some utility bills from before and after to see what effect it had.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
the
help.
Well, good luck. You're a good daughter taking care of your dad's house.
I try. Thank you.
Well, Consumer Reports is out with their list of the best and worst laundry detergents, and they found that the best detergents did a great job of removing common stains like body oil and dirt, along with grass and blood, but the worst detergents were barely better than plain water when it came to their stain-removing power.
You know, these guys really do a great job with their testing. And I thought it was interesting to learn exactly how they tested the efficiency and the power of laundry detergents. Well, first of all, they choose their stains carefully. They want to choose ones that are very hard to remove so that they can detect real stain-removing power among the different detergents they're testing.
Now, they used cold water because most modern washing machines are designed to operate with cooler water temperatures than those traditional top loaders of the past. And then they washed swatches in two identical washing machines with each detergent and then allowed those swatches to air dry.
And to see finally how much of the stain remains on each dried swatch, they use an instrument called a colorimeter that measures color intensity, and then they compare it with the stained swatches that were laundered using only water. So pretty sophisticated system that they put all of these stains through to make sure they're determining exactly how well these detergents work or don't work.
Now, here's what they found. The top three best-performing detergents were Persil Pro Clean Stain Fighter and Tide Plus Ultra Stain Release. Now, they both excelled in stain removal, especially for those tough stains like blood and grass. And Kirkland Signature Ultra Clean Liquid is praised for its value because it performs well against body oil and salad dressing. I feel like anytime we eat anything that's like oil-based in the house, the kids like ruin a shirt every single time, and I just struggle to get it out. So perhaps this Kirkland one is for me.
Now, on the flip side, the worst-performing detergents included Sun Triple Clean, which is a liquid. Then you have Arm & Hammer 4-in-1 Power Packs, which are pods. And finally, True Earth Eco Strips, which are sheets. Now, the Sun Triple Clean was criticized for poor overall performance, while Arm & Hammer's 4-in-1 Power Packs struggled with basic stain removal. And the True Earth Eco Strips received low scores for cleaning tough stains.
Now, bottom line, guys, Consumer Reports says it's important to think about performance rather than marketing hype when you're choosing your laundry detergent. So to help, you're going to find a comprehensive guide with ratings for 70, that's a lot, 70 different detergents on consumerreports.com, so you can kind of read all the reports, see what does what, and decide yourself.
Yeah, and they had all sorts of different subcategories, Leslie. It was interesting. They had, like, detergents for those with sensitive skin and that sort of thing. So they really did a great job here. And if you think about it, if you're shopping for something like a detergent, you don't know if it's going to work or not when you're just walking down the supermarket shelves and trying to pick one out, right? So you're trying to find one that you think's affordable. But heck, if it doesn't work, you're wasting your money. So it makes sense to take some time, go to consumerreports.com, take a look at their guide, and really know which detergent is going to be best for you.
Bruce in Oregon's on the line with a woodpecker question. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, we have a house that's got cedar shake siding on it, and it's aged nicely. But woodpeckers have recently realized that between the lower shakes where they come together, sow bugs can crawl up behind a perfectly good shingle, and they seem to drill right through that good shingle to get at that moist little bug.
Wow. Well, that stinks. And you're right. They're looking for food. That's why a woodpecker pecks, because he's trying to find a meal. So one thing might be to treat the siding to stop these bugs from kind of getting in there. Another thing that often works, but it's kind of annoying, and that is that if you around the area of the siding can hang some tin pie plates that sort of flop in the breeze, maybe in the area where they love to sort of congregate, or the other thing that seems to scare them away is if you were to take a big black plastic garbage bag, like a big hefty bag, and cut it into strips, but sort of leave like the top of it intact so it would sort of flutter. That also will dissuade them. And I think you have to break their habit, Bruce. And those two tips can do that. Now, if you want to try something natural, but if you were to mix up a hot sauce and you pick up an oversized, you know, bottle of it at the supermarket, and mix it with some water, put it in a pump-up garden sprayer, and spray down the siding, just make sure when it's done it's not going to discolor siding. If they get one taste of that, they will not go back for any more of those bugs. I can guarantee you that. So there's a couple of ways to try to dissuade them, but you're going to have to break their habit. Otherwise, you're going to keep going for that easy meal right below the lip of the cedar.
I'm not kind of wild about making the house smell like a strong bouillabaisse. I've tried owl images, the fiberglass kind of replicas.
Yeah.
They've actually perched on those at times, so they're pretty
terrifying.
Yeah.
And I've tried some of the things waving in the breeze. Do you have a suggestion for a siding treatment that won't be quite so obvious to visitors to our home?
Well, look, Bruce, if you don't want to try the hot sauce, and I personally would give it a shot because I think it's going to be very inexpensive, and I don't think it's going to stay around, like make your whole house smell like a restaurant. There are two other things that you might want to think about. Bird Be Gone has a woodpecker repellent kit that has very good reviews on Amazon, but it's not pretty. It's kind of along the same line of the tin pie plates and the plastic hefty bag sort of wafting in the wind, but they've used different types of balloons and streamers that are very shiny, which is what kind of freaks them out. But they do say that once the woodpeckers have left the siding, you can remove these. So you're not talking about a permanent addition to your house. And there's also some chemical repellents for woodpeckers, although I have to say that I have not seen very good reviews on them. It seems to be 50-50, and they're kind of expensive. So that's sort of where we're at with that. You've got to sort of break that cycle, and I think you may have to put up with some unattractive decorations while you're working on that. But I would give those a shot because they're not very expensive and you got nothing to lose.
Well, I've tried squirt guns and that works while I'm home. But I'll tell you, I think I actually started the cycle when we put suet out, and it seemed as though the animals sort of demanded equal parts of suet and fiber, and they got the fiber from our cedar shingles.
Yeah.
So we stopped doing the suet and it went down some, but it's still here. So
yep.
Thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you guys thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, repeating its existing layout could totally be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams perhaps includes updated functionality and flow. A pro design service can help you get there for sure. So we are going to share those tips next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys thinking about spring? I know I am. We still got a month to go, but man, I just can't wait to get there. So if there's a project on your to-do list that you're ready, you're getting teed up for that warmer weather, reach out to us right now. We can all think spring together. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button.
Jim in Washington's on the line with a question about hot water and it not getting there fast enough. What is going on?
The house is a little less than 30 years old, and it's not really that things have changed that much, but trying to get hot water to the kitchen sink and to the upstairs master bath takes quite a bit of time. So I'm looking at putting in a recirculating pump out near the hot water heater with a crossover sensor valve for the furthest run from the hot water heater, which is upstairs.
Okay.
The kitchen, I don't know if it needs a separate sensor or not, and I don't know, but I imagine it's on a different leg, if you will, of the run. From the hot water heater. I don't know because we weren't here when the house was built.
It's possible, depending on how the piping is arranged. What kind of a pump are you thinking about putting on? There's one made by Watts.
Yep, it's a Watts 500, 800, I think, is the number that seemed to get the best reviews. So I guess basically I'm concerned whether is that a good pump. Evidently it must be okay.
It is. Those guys really know what they're doing, and they were out early with this product. And what I like about the Watts system is this. There's a timer on it or a thermostat on it, so you can basically control when it runs. So what you do is you set it up so that, you know, if you get up the same time every day and, you know, pop in the shower at, I don't know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you have this kick on, you know, a half hour ahead of time, so it purges all the cold water out of the pipes. And is then hot when you, basically before you need it. So when you step in the shower, it's on. So that means that you don't have to run that loop of hot water all the time, which if you think about it, would drive up your heating costs because you're heating more water than you would have to. So you set it up according to your own personal schedule. Now, there's another way you can go, and this is something you might think about doing if your water heater is, you know, maybe at or beyond a normal life cycle. Rheem just came out with a new water heater that's called the Performance High Efficiency Tankless Gas Water Heater with built-in recirculation. They actually added the recirculation element to the water heater itself. So much like the way that Watts system works where there's a crossover valve at the farthest fixture away, you would do this with the Rheem unit. And then the water heater is sort of taking over here, and it's a really smart one. It has the smart technology built into it. So it actually sort of starts to manage or measure your patterns of water usage. And when it kind of gets used to where you want the water to be hot, it supplies it before you need it. So I think that's kind of a cool technology, sort of the next level of that. And they're not terribly expensive the fact that it's tankless, so you never run out of hot water. They're at Home Depot for around $1,300 or $1,400 right now. So I think for a good water heater, that's not a lot of money to pay, especially if it has this built-in technology. So those are two options for you that could both work
well.
Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate that information.
Well, if you've been frustrated by the layout of your kitchen, now is a great time to take on that renovation project. The hardest part, though, can be figuring out where to start. Well, first, it's easy to kind of stick with the same old when it comes to the design, but thinking outside of those old boxes can definitely bring inspiration on a brand new and even more efficient kitchen layout. For example, changing the location of the sink or adding or even removing an island to free up more space and getting strategic with your lighting to make sure that you have both task and accent lighting. I mean, there are so many possibilities that you can really change how you use that kitchen every day.
Now, to help you find an experienced design pro that can help, the National Kitchen and Bath Association has a certification program. And to become an NKBA certified kitchen and bath designer, pros must have at least 5 years of design experience, and they have to complete at least 60 hours of continuing education. So these guys really know what they're doing.
Now, the pretty nice thing about working with a pro designer is that you can pretty much wipe the slate clean and start from scratch. So the sky is essentially the limit there. And seeing beautiful kitchen designs in showrooms or websites, that can definitely be fun, but it can also be overwhelming. So the skills of that design pro can make the difference and help you achieve all that's possible for your specific space, all while potentially saving you the money, time, hassle of, you know, trying to figure it out on your own.
And worse, the mistakes that happen when you get it wrong and have to redo something. So all good reasons to involve a pro at that point in the project.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, before you invest in an older home or update the one you've got, let's compile a house history. It's going to help you understand the features of a structure as well as the building techniques and materials that can spell trouble for you later in the process. We're going to explain this all when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us. If you've got questions, we're here to help you out at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
And before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, we invite you to spend time with the Money Pit podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. But if you know the age of your house, you can stay ahead of those problems that are common to your home's age, because homes of similar age are going to have similar issues.
Yeah, that's a great point. In fact, we have an entire post dedicated to this on our website called Home Repair Tips by Age of House. So you can find that at moneypit.com.
All right, but before you go and invest in an older home or update your home, it's important to determine the age. Now, knowing how old your home is going to help you understand how that building was put together, as well as the materials that can potentially be problems later. So to find out, you can research public records of the local building department, the tax assessor, or even the registrar of deeds.
Yeah, and here's another way to figure out the age of a home. It sort of comes from my home inspector tricks of the trade. If your home has the original plumbing fixtures, like a toilet, for example, you can remove the lid and look at the underside of it. Toilets are almost always date stamped by the manufacturers as they sort of roll off the assembly line. The date is usually expressed either as a very clear four-digit number, like 1954, but it might also be preceded by a letter and have just the last two digits. So, for example, I've seen these as M54 or S54. And other plumbing fixtures, like sinks, also have the dates stamped in somewhere into their castings. On the underside of a kitchen sink, for example, a cast iron kitchen sink, which is a very common porcelain old kitchen sink, you'll find that they actually affixed a date stamp to that, and basically when they poured it, it sort of reversely showed what the actual number was. It's sort of part of the mold and how they do it, but it's amazing considering the technology was back in the early day. So if you look for dates on your fixtures, you may get an idea. And also look at for inspection stickers. I would often find inspection stickers on electrical panels that will show me the dates that the house was inspected. Again, another indication of how old it is. Those stickers stay on there for decades and decades. So it's interesting when you find an old house and you can tell exactly when it was inspected.
Yeah, you know, as the saying goes, they don't build them like they used to. But if you know when your house was built, this is going to give you a good idea on what home repairs you might be needing to do to keep that home in tip-top shape.
Absolutely. Really helpful information. I mean, when I was a home inspector, I was able to predict the failure of different building components just by knowing how old that house was. And my clients found that really useful.
Lori's online and has a lighting question. What can we do for you?
Over the weekend, I went into the closet and discovered that the transformer for my fluorescent light fixture in my closet was smoking.
Oh,
wow.
So we got,
not good.
We got the power killed and the unit taken off.
Okay.
Then I went to the store to find a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 2-round fluorescent fixture. One was a 22-watt, one was a 32-watt bulb in this center of a 11-foot long by, say, 52 inches wide closet. I'm trying to figure out how much light I need, figuring on going with LEDs for energy savings. And I'm sitting there staring at ceilings of light fixtures with so much light, I can't judge. It's talking to me in lumens, and it's saying this is the equivalent of one 75-watt bulb or two.
Yeah. Well, this is a closet. So, I mean, I say you really can't have too much light, right, Leslie?
I mean, I guess it depends on your comfort level with lighting. If you know, some people are very light sensitive and get ocular migraines, so you have to be careful that you don't overlight it. But I think it's a basis of what was in there before.
One's 32 watts, the other one's 22. And both were on at all times.
Why'd you have them on all the time?
Whenever I was in the closet, they were on.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is that I didn't have a choice of just lighting one of the two bulbs.
Or a dimmer or any of that.
No.
And that provided sufficient lighting? You didn't have dark spots? You didn't have any areas where you couldn't see?
I did have dark spots.
You did?
Yeah, at the corners of the room, because it's in the center of the room. It's long and skinny, so the two dark corners.
You know, I think a good solution is, you know, forego the electricity, you know, altogether and go for a wall-mounted item that you can put up yourself that's battery-operated, that will have an occupancy sensor on it that knows when you're coming and going, or even ones that you can just turn on. You know, Mr. Beams, they manufacture a couple of different battery-operated lights that will, you know, run for ages and ages and have a ton of lumens that'll give you the brightness you need.
Yeah, if you want to try to determine, like, how many lumens you had there before, a 22-watt circular bulb, which is maybe the size of your smaller one, that's roughly about 1,000 lumens.
Okay.
So that kind of gives you a ballpark. But the LED lights are going to be so much brighter than the old fluorescents that you had. They're going to be safer to run.
And
I mean,
cleaner,
it's almost
I feel
not,
like.
Yeah, and cleaner. And you already have the wiring there, but if you wanted to go and put like one fixture up where you had the wiring and then go to the deepest, darkest corner of that that closet and put in a couple of Mr. Beam's battery-powered LEDs. I've got one of those in my closet, and I'm telling you, it really works well, because sometimes I go in there, you know, and there's a light on in the room where the closet is, but when you open the door, you really can't see into it. And as soon as I open the door and stick my head in there, boom, the light comes on, and I can see just fine. So you might even want to do a combination like that so you don't have those dark spots and you can really see what you've got there. Go to MrBeams.com. It's a manufacturer that specializes in battery-powered LED lights. And the lights that I put up, the batteries last for an entire year. It's amazing when you see that they're battery-powered and how much brightness they come on with. They're really super bright, and they're not expensive.
Okay.
You know, like $30, $40 a light. And then you can find them at lots of different you know, retailers and so on. But, you know, get one and test it out. You'll be really surprised with how bright it is.
Okay, thank you so much. Because, like I said, after trying to look at all the fixtures, and
yeah,
I was seeing 80, 120, you know.
Yeah, it's like you get, like, snowblind, right?
I came home with a headache.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, I think that what makes the most sense is for you to put in one decently sized LED fixture, and then if you've got some dark spaces, pop a couple of the battery-powered ones in there, and I think you'll be well covered.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. In just another few days, it's going to be time to say bye-bye to daylight savings time and spring ahead, which is going to give you more time to take on simple projects that can improve your comfort and safety. We're going to share one important task to tackle next.
You live in a money pit.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can catch the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Michael in South Carolina reached out here to Team Money Pit and says, I live in a townhouse with a steel I-beam that runs through the basement through all the houses in my row. This I-beam seems to carry a lot of noise. When I'm down in the basement, I can hear the conversations that my neighbors two doors down are having. How can I insulate the I-beam so that sounds don't travel so much? That is kind of amazing.
Yeah, and I do find it somewhat unlikely that's the I-beam that's actually carrying the sound. The problem is more likely traced to the walls that are between these buildings, the way they were constructed, including the possibility of openings around light switches and outlets and places that wires go through. So one option is to insulate up to and including the joints the I-beam goes through, and then add a second layer of drywall over all of that. Now, before you add that second layer of drywall, there's a type of isolating soundproofing glue that goes in between called green glue. It comes in a caulk tube, and you apply the green glue and then put the drywall on top of it, and it makes a big difference because it won't be able to transmit the sound. There's another way to go, too, and it's a type of drywall that's called quiet rock. It's sound-resistant drywall, and you put it over the existing drywall, but you have to pay extra attention, of course, still to the outlets, the lights, the switches, because that's where the sound sort of sneaks through, and there's actually soundproofing material that you can put behind them. It requires you to unwire those outlets and switches, then pull the box out of the wall, and you put this clay-like stuff behind it. It's kind of a lot of work, but it does make them much more quieter than they were before. So some good ways to deal with that, but you kind of have to track it down step by step. You can either add the second layer of drywall, you can use the quiet rock, or you can start soundproofing all those lights and outlets and switch spaces because that sound's going to find its way through.
Or, I mean, you could just stop, you know, fighting with the kids when you're in the basement and yelling at people. I mean, you could just monitor your whole life when you're downstairs.
Right. So when you were talking about that story about the time you went to the beach, so how'd that end? Because I didn't hear the end of that. You mind telling me?
Hey, Bill, I was really interested in that story you were telling the other day.
What's going on there? Well, good news. Daylight savings time is going to end very soon. But aside from just setting our clocks forward, now is also a great time to take on a few more simple home maintenance tasks. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do we need to know?
Yeah, you know, this is the perfect time for smoke detector maintenance. You want to change those batteries and you want to test for proper operation. Now, if your detectors are more than a few years old, you should think about replacing them and make sure to use a dual sensor detector when you do, because that's going to pick up both small smoldering fires and flash fires. Plus, the newest detectors have 10-year batteries built in, which means you're going to be good for a decade. Also, you want to check carbon monoxide detectors, and if you don't already have them, you want to add at least one near bedrooms. Some heat sources and faulty appliances can generate the silent killer and threaten your family's safety, so it's important to have them, and it's important to have them where they will wake you up and get you out of the house. What's more, if a carbon monoxide detector sounds the alarm, don't ignore it. Don't disable it. Don't think, I can't smell it, so it's faulty. These detectors go off for a reason, and you should immediately open the windows, get your family out, and call in the pros to find the source of the problem. Definitely do not take a chance and just think, meh, it's nothing, because it might not be.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about garbage disposers. You know, they're one of those appliances that once you own one, you never want to be without it again. But if you don't have one, there are a few key features that can make a big difference if you're ready to take that step. We'll share tips on what you need to know on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.